Namaste, everyone. I'm Jenny G. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you hit that little subscribe button in the corner there to get my content on videos. And please like my videos. It really helps build my channel. So let's talk about what's coming up this week, you guys. Like, this is a month for those of you who've been watching my videos. There's going to be huge leadership change. We've already seen the so-called leaders in the world, which there are no real leadership in the world. And this is when you're going to see the people have had enough of the bullshit. So we're taking our power back. April is going to bring huge things to the surface from the 5th to the 21st. Things are going to be exposed in a real ugly way. Now, this is also a month where you really don't want to be traveling. There's going to be disruptions. We have solar flares, solar storms, which is going to create weather disruptions. There could be more earthquakes coming. There could be, like floods, hurricanes. This is a month where you really got to try to keep a low profile. We have Mercury retrograde. We have that solar new moon on the 8th. Please watch your pets this month and your children. There's a lot of sensitive energy on, especially as we get closer to the new moon. Now, I have done a separate video on the new moon, the solar eclipse, and Mercury retrograde. You'll have to watch that because there's huge unexpected changes coming. Expect the unexpected. And this week, as we're coming into April, you're going to start to see these pre-signs, as I call it. I'm also an animal communicator, and I've had people reach out, Jenny, I'm a little concerned about my animal. Please take care of them. Please watch them. Give them extra attention and care and love. Wrap them in a blanket. I'm getting chills, sorry, but so I do talk to your animals who have also passed on as well. So just be a little bit more mindful. There's a lot of people, energies leaving this planet this month. Please share time with your loved ones and your animals and so on. Our children are very sensitive too. So they could be acting a little bit more sporadic, a little bit more fearful, a little bit more emotional. Keep an eye on them. So you're also going to find that you're going to start getting more triggered this week, the whole month as it is, right? You are being shown who has betrayed you, who has said, you know what, don't worry, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. And the next thing you're like, what's that about? They are going to be exposed. Oh, don't worry. We're not going to do this. Don't worry. All of a sudden, boom, 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 you're seeing their true colors of who they are. Pay attention to that. Really pay attention to that. Are those your people? Your people will support you in a really positive way. The people who are taking you for granted, pay attention to that. You're going to want to be setting boundaries this week as well. The 4th, April 4th, it's a powerful day. 4-4. It's a high vibrational day. Right? You're going to find that even on the 1st and the 2nd, like our planet, the planets where they are, it affects us in our physical body and your pets as well, by the way. So you might be finding on the 1st and the 2nd, like, wow, my knees are a little bit off. My backbone seems to be a little different. Maybe your animals are like having some little troubles walking and such. I'm hearing arthritis, of course, is coming in more and more and more towards them as well. So it's really important to really monitor that. So you might even find like on the 3rd and the 4th of April, like your calf and your ankles and your shin, are affecting you a little bit more. You got to be take it easy. Like, this is a year as well, being a universal 8 year, where you have to like stretch your body gently. Don't go full force, full force, full force. Be gentle. because there's more breakages, there's more sprains in your body. Things are like coming to the surface, and also your pets. And be really careful when you're driving. This is also a month, I mean a whole year, but this month especially, and even this week, be careful when you're driving. Like even when I'm driving, I really pay attention to who's around me. Like I know how I drive. Nobody's perfect, of course. We can make mistakes, and oh, I forgot to turn on my single light. But just be a little bit more mindful. Don't rush. This is not a week or a month to be rushing. This is the time when you're going to be resetting things that are out of alignment. You're going to be revamping things. Like, don't start brand new things this month. Like, you can start doing research and things like that. Maybe you're like, you know what, I want to buy a house this month. I wouldn't suggest it, right? This is a time where you're like, okay, let me go house hunting. Maybe some of you guys are moving. Don't be signing any major contracts this month that are new. If they're old contracts that you're renewing, that's perfectly okay, right? You've seen people coming back from your past, and we have this eclipse, as I keep talking about. It started on the 25th. So what you started on the 25th of March that takes you to the next eclipse on the 8th, these are certain things. Pay attention to what you're going to be working on for the entire month of April. So if you started a new project or new things around the 25th of March, that's okay. You're going to be continuing on and like, I'm really hearing I should be doing this or doing that. Like I purposely went out and got something on purpose because I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick this up now because it's during this cosmic time. So during this time, this is going to be the right time to work on it. So there's certain days. This is why I do my weekly cosmic vibes, because it helps you gravitate towards what you can expect on certain days, what not to do, what to work through, what to work on. You're going to be walking away from these people who have betrayed you. It's like when you let go of the wrong people, the right people appear. Even I've been stepping back from doing certain things myself. I'm like, no, this isn't working for me anymore. So I'm going to walk the opposite direction. I'm going to be making other changes as well, shutting certain things down that just aren't working for me, that just are not paying off. And when you start doing that, new doors start opening. Actually, that happened yesterday to me. I'm like, you know what? I know that on this date, I'm going to be ending this. When I said that, all of a sudden, it was like maybe an hour and a half, I got a message from somebody, hey, Jenny, we'd really like you to be a part of this. And I'm like, wow, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. So you have to trust where spirit is leading you to. This is why you can't be rushing around this week or this month. You're going to be reflecting more on things and really tuning in to hear your soul speak. Like we have had many ascension symptoms, exhaustion, feeling more irritated, having like your throat might have felt a little bit like, why am I, am I sick? You could have a little bit of a cough, feel really run down. Really pay attention, because when we get these ascension symptoms, it's your body saying, slow down. Take time out for you. You could be feeling body aches. You could be hearing your ears ringing. You could be like, why is my skin itchy? Like, why am I feeling not well? These ascension symptoms are taking you up to a higher dimension. And we do get affected more around the solar flares. And it's really important to drink a lot more water during this time frame as well. So this eclipse season is bringing fated events to you. That's why whatever you're not paying attention to and just brushing aside, I don't want to deal with that right now. The universe is going to step in and remove people, remove things out of your life, sudden endings. And you're like, wow, like what happened? Why did I lose my job? Or I quit my job, or my partner just left. Sudden deaths. Pay attention. I just get this feeling I should go spend some time with this person for some reason. Maybe I should call that person. Maybe you're going to get people from your past calling you back, which is Mercury retrograde season. You're going to be hearing these people, certain people you connect with. All of a sudden, that medical record comes back, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe what's happened. Sudden cancers appearing. I've been talking about this for a couple of years now. All of these sudden cancers, heart attacks, blood clots, all of this stuff are appearing. That's going to continue more and rapidly this month. Spend time with people you love. Let them know how grateful you are and cherish your time with them. And ask for help when you need it. Really ask for help. This is not a time to be starting brand new relationships and so on. Take your time getting to know someone. Really take your time, right? Because we entered Mercury retrograde on the 1st of April to the 25th, and then things start going wonky. However, things started going wonky beforehand because the pre-shadows of that can be worse than anything, right? So now for those of you who are Taurus, you're going to find that this time frame right now for you could be a really successful time. Your projects could be going. Maybe you get that dream job. Maybe things are really coming into alignment more for you, you know, and really reflect back to July to August 2023. What was going on then? You might find similar events. And also, what was going on around March 2006? For those of you who can remember, similar events are coming back for you to revamp. It's like, okay, what was majorly happening around the 2006 in March? Was it a sudden ending or a brand new beginning, a marriage, a death, maybe you having a baby, all of those things? Certain things can come back and take a look at what did I learn from that time, right? What did I really learn from that time? Really pay attention. Because even on the 5th and 6th of April, you're going to be starting to setting goals. You might even start feeling a little bit anxious around the 7th, the 6th and the 7th. Like, why am I feeling anxious? I'm feeling something big is coming. Something majorly is going to happen. There's huge leadership changes. Even certain mentors, even certain people that claim their leadership, they're getting exposed more for who they are. That deceitful behavior that they've been doing, especially to you. Oh, don't worry, we're not going to do this. Don't worry about that. And then all of a sudden you see things happening and you're like, are you seriously kidding? Well, there's no surprise there. Really? Seriously? I've seen it myself. I'm not going to talk about it. I observe. Observe, because you're going to see who your real people are, who your real friends are. People that betray you are not your friends. I'm just saying, right? Allow the karma to take place. Karma doesn't lose your address. Karma doesn't lose your phone number. Comes around. Oh, nothing's going to happen. Everything's fine. I'm not saying a word, right? So you're going to get triggered, right? You're going to get triggered. And whenever, like, certain traumatic events, like we have Chiron energy, Chiron energy, which brings back old family wounds, which brings back wounds of feeling abandoned or rejected, or, you know, maybe something happened to you during childhood or, you know, anytime during this phase, especially around family, you're healing from that. And as you're healing, you're taking your power back. Getting triggered gives you an opportunity to open up that wound and put a scar over it and start that healing process, right? Even Bella, my dog, who had passed away in February, the store here in Calgary, it sells puppies. It's a puppy mill. You know, I'm glad my time was shared with Bella. She suffered dearly every day because of them. However, I'm very grateful that I had this opportunity with my beloved dog. Karma will go back on them, believe me. Right? There's people that don't want to see you succeed. You know, that this is all of these things are coming up. All of these things are coming up to the surface. Really pay attention. You guys, you know, there's some conclusions from events that go back to October and November from 2023. Look back. There's medical errors, by the way, that's also going to be coming to the surface. medical world is being exposed. The health organizations are being exposed. They have been for quite some time. More exposure is coming. So this month, really pay attention. Just try to be and use caution because people are going to freak out, right? I'm just saying, keep a low profile, stay very positive. You're going to want that self time for you, self love for you. The eighth, the solar eclipse, the new moon is the day for not having surgeries. The new moons, that's a super duper new moon, as I call it, with that solar eclipse. That solar eclipse can change your life. The universe really wants to help you succeed. The universe will really want to work with you. So pay attention to what it is showing. It's not the time to make huge, dramatic changes right now. Really pay attention to what you want to change. Really pay attention, like I'm saying, do some research. Really reflect back on things. What was working for you? What's not working for you? Really reflect back on that, right? Really reflect back on that. Like, you'll seriously have to watch my other video on the solar new moon. I give a lot of details for that. Certain energies are coming to the past. You're letting them go. You're letting them go. When you're letting people go, always be grateful for your journey. Take a look back. What did you learn from that experience? What did it show you? When I let somebody go, I always wish them the best. I don't mean them any harm. I take a look at what did I learn from my journey with them? What did I learn from my experience with them? Right? Always do. And it's like, my time is up now. Right? I always wish people the best. We have to show love and kindness to ourselves. We really do. Show love and kindness to the world. We're all affected in our own way. And it's how we go about things. It's how we go about things. You have been feeling for a while now that big changes are coming. You could feel it, and you're still feeling it. Especially as we get closer to the eighth with that new moon energy, you are feeling there's changes coming. You have felt it for a while. You could be feeling pulled, especially around the sixth and the seventh, like a Raggedy Ann doll. What do I do? What do I do? Where you might be like, I can see more clarity on the fifth and sixth. I'm starting to see that. Start paying attention. You will start seeing different people, even new people coming into your life to help you with things. I meet new connections all the times with certain things, law of attraction and everything, and it's just like I sent a message out, I just, can you give me some more clarity on this? I'm trying to work on this, this, and that. Yeah, Jenny, hey, no problem. Let me help. Let me give you some advice. Let me do this. And I'm like, I'm always so deeply grateful. Always so deeply grateful. Be open. Be open to messages. We're all teachers. We're all unique. We all hold our own abilities and gifts. Reach out for help. Reach out for help when you need it. I'm on my own. I always have been dealing with things on my own, trying to resolve things on my own. Right? It's that warrior within. My very first website, once upon a time ago, many, many years ago, maybe, I don't know, like, wow, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, I always named myself the fearless warrior, walks forward fearlessly. I've never depended on anybody to help me with anything, but whenever I need some help with certain things, I reach out. Just like a new friend I just met, I'm like, hey, can you give me just some experience feedback on your situation with this? Because I'm actually looking at moving. And da 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 da. Oh, yes, Jenny. No problem. Right? Of course. And I'm so grateful. So reach out when you need some help with certain people, and just take that time out for you. Take that time out for you. You might have been a little bit overwhelmed with Easter and such. And for those who celebrated Easter and everything, right? It should be like, oh my gosh, I had to be around family. I had to be around this person and that person. Holidays can be really stressful, but it can bring a lot of joy and things like that as well, right? So be really, really careful, you guys, this week. Like, there's huge changes coming. You're going to see that so-called leadership changes. I'm not going to go into details and such like that with who it is. I might have talked about it in my predictions video I did in December for this year. A lot of my predictions have already came true. So you can go back and watch that. So anyways, now let's pull a couple of cards from the spirit world to see what they have to say. I'm a psychic clairvoyant medium, so I don't use cards. I can pretty much see whatever I want to see. So whenever you book a one-on-one session with me, I read you, your energy, not the world's energy, not this and that. I read your energy, your level of consciousness to see where you're at, and give you all of my insights to what I see for you and past life. Past life Akashic records as well. I'm also an animal communicator. So anyways, soulworkwithjenny.com. If you want to book a reading with me, go for it. Okay, so because I have a lot of concerns with our animals right now, I'm going to use one of my animal decks to see what their message is. With these powerful energies, especially eclipse, April is a huge month for drastic changes. So that's what I'm saying. Really listen to your animals. Wrap them in a warm little blanket or something, or really tune in. Take them to your vets when you have any concerns, please. So let's talk about what's the energies from our animal kingdom from the 31st of March to the 8th of April. These ascension symptoms affects your animal and your children too. I mean, it affects everybody. Now, the energy that really, or the card that fell out as I was talking, so cute, is the leopard. Now, the message from the leopard is all your life experiences have prepared you for this moment of truth. Like I said, the truth is being exposed with certain people that have betrayed you, certain leaderships, all of that you're going to see more. It's time to declutter your home. Clear your situations that aren't working for you anymore. As I mentioned, I've already made changes myself. I'm going to be making more changes. And I might wait till May actually to make some other changes with something for reasons. And disengage from people who create more drama than happiness. So you are being shown who has betrayed you, who is there for you, who supports you in a positive way, who has lied to you, the masks come off, eventually does, right? Everything catches up with people with their karma and so on, right? As long as you're being true to you, staying authentic and being authentic, that's all that matters. People want to copy you with what you're doing and so on, and just certain things. The energy and the vibrational frequency will be different. Don't worry about the karma that they're doing, that they're creating. Stay true to yourself. Just saying. What an amazing card from our animal kingdom. Wow. Now make sure you guys clear your cards before you use them, also, by the way. So I'm going to pull this deck here. I'm getting drawn to this. I pull a couple of decks that I'm feeling drawn towards, by the way. And whenever you're clearing them, make sure that you knock it on wood three times to clear your energy, or maybe there's somebody else that used your cards as well, right? So let's access the collective universal forces. And for these cards that are falling, let me know how you connect with that yourself, how you relate. I love it when you guys make some comments and let me know what's going on with you and all of these things. I love responding back to you guys. Like, I'm very grateful for every one of you that has helped me support my channel. I'll probably be making some changes in my channel, so it might not look the same as what you're normally seeing, right? For various reasons. So let's see what the message is from the universal forces from the 31st of March to the 8th of April. Wow. Refusing to see, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, like refusing to see. You know how I said that what you're not paying attention to and brushing under the carpet, the universe with the solar eclipse, it's going to take it away. Or it's going to bring it to the surface to say, hey, really pay attention with this. Like, pay attention to this. Because if you don't, it's going to be removed from your life. Sudden endings in business, sudden job endings, sudden relationship endings. You know, maybe it's if you're not paying attention to certain people around you, your pets and loved ones, they could be passing. Certain things like that. Really pay attention to your health as well. You know, start making and implementing these changes. I know it's hard. I know, you know, my weight is up and down too. You know, I've gained a few pounds with, you know, dealing with my dog Bella and so on and so on. I'm very sensitive animal communicator. It's very painful for me and, you know, and for many reasons. But what brings me peace? The only thing that brings me peace with Bella is knowing she's no longer suffering and in pain. So pay attention to what you're refusing to see. I observe everything that's going on myself. Let's talk it up with another couple of cards, shall we? How many of you guys like these videos? Let me know. Let me know. Let me know what you guys think about these videos and so on. You're enjoying them, if you're not enjoying them, you know, I like feedback. I don't care if it's negative or positive, right? Doesn't. So now what's the energies from the 31st to the 8th of April? The energies from the 31st to the 8th of April. From the universe right away. Balancing act, absolutely. Now, with the Mercury retrograde energy, it's a time to review things. It's a time to reset things. It's a time to revamp things. It's like what was not working for you? You know, maybe you just need to, you know, like revamp it a little bit. Maybe you need to retweak it a little bit. Maybe you just need to make a little bit of changes with that a little bit. You know, if it's with yourself, if it's with a project, if it's with your job, maybe your boss talks to you and they're like, you know, this isn't working for here and there. Rather than attacking that person, really look within, listen to your soul and not your ego, right? Because when people say, you know, maybe if you made some changes with this and that, it could help you. Be open to that. Don't, you know, like be open to that. You know, I always pay attention to what, you know, what people say and such like that. And it's like, okay, you have to do what feels right for you, right? Suggestions are always great, right? You know, and it's all about balancing things, you know, especially you're going to find that you're going to want to set some stronger boundaries this week, especially on the 3rd and the 4th of April. You know, take some time out for you know, like take some time off, like certain times of the day or whatever. I'll take time out for me. I won't answer, you know, like messages or phone calls because that's time for me. And then I'll get back to people, right? You know, maybe you're like, you know what, I just need a day out of the city, maybe to go into nature and so on. I need some time to hear my soul speak. You're going to start to hear a little bit more clarity as well this week with things. You're going to understand, especially by the end of the month, why things happened the way they did. What was shaken up in your life? What did this eclipse do to you? So you've already been seeing things that are coming. Huge changes of leadership, like I'm saying, are coming. You're going to start seeing it this month from the 5th to the 21st. Deception is being shown. Organizations, your, you know, friendships, it could be family, so-called leadership, but there's huge changes coming with leadership. Things are being exposed more. Karma catches up with somebody. It doesn't matter who you are, it's irrelevant. So just please make sure you're holding on to your pets tightly this week, especially with the solar eclipse. Tell somebody you love them. When was the last time you said to yourself how much you love and appreciate yourself? Show love and kindness to yourself as well. That's really important. You want to book a reading with me, soulworkwithjenny.com. I am open. So please like my channel, subscribe to my channel down there, hit that little subscribe button. And let me know what's going on in your world, in the land of your week this week. Show yourself some love.